is how I roll. Animal print pants out of control. It's Red Food with the big ass bra. And like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Classic perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back. And I guess you know it by now. We're going to be talking about all things sexy. What makes a person sexy? You know, like, we have some people that said, Angela said that the perfect man has chisel muscles. And Catherine said that a man who possesses good character happens to be a sexy man. Some people talk about a man can be short and bald, but as long as he has the fire for a woman, he's definitely sexy. So guys, what do y'all think about who's sexy? What woman's sexy? What man? What derives sexiness?
Ooh. Well,
definitely not a short, bald guy for me. No offense.
Well, okay, we'll take that into consideration.
Well, what do you mean just by looks, or do you mean like everything?
Well, I guess it depends on what you think sexy is.
Exactly.
I tend to separate the two. I think, you know, physically, I agree with, you know, one of the commenters. I like a guy with a nice body. You know, want to see the muscles. Yeah.
The muscles from Brussels.
I mean, not too muscular, you know what I mean? But just, you know, nice looking. If they put on their suit, they look good in their suit. Nice tailored suit. They dress well. They smell good. Hair's looking
so
nice.
So no roid rage types for you, right?
What? What do you mean?
The roid rage types, guys that look like have the forearms that are like gigantic, you know?
Well, I definitely don't want to be with anybody that, well, you know what? Deformities, if they can't help a deformity, they can't help that. So there's nothing we can do about that. But if they have, you know, a good character, at least that will carry that over.
No, I meant that they were just so muscle built up that they almost looked like...
Oh, scary?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. No, I don't like that. No. I don't like the unnaturally big, no.
You don't like the guys that have like their faces on the pack of the big protein bottles?
Oh, no, that's too muscular.
Like just, weight gain 2000.
Just natural. You work out to make yourself healthy.
With all the oil and all that stuff going on?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm not really big on that either. I don't know. Sexy to me, though, I kind of think sexy is all about everything. It's about the whole package. It's definitely about personality, but for sure, I think sexy is dependent upon if that person has, I guess, like mental emotional strength, mm-hmm. but also can stand alone and is not intimidated by other people.
Confidence.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's all an confidence. Attitude more than anything. I mean, really, you can be like not as good looking, but you know, if you're really confident, know what you know, and you're just basically dressed nice, and you hold your head up high, and you're smart, intelligent, and know how to talk to people, both girls and guys, just to, you know, how to start a conversation and whatnot. I think you're definitely going to come off a lot better.
Yeah, does come off as sexy.
Whereas you're if some person just like sits by the wall, like kind of a wallflower, and just kind of like you could be like the best looking person in the world, and you still could be attractive to someone because you just don't have that approachability or, you know, mm-hmm. that personality that goes along with it.
Yeah, personality is a big deal. And I think I've seen people, I think we all do, when you go out that can be look good.
Right.
But that's really it.
Yeah. They have no character.
No depth or just basically stupid. I mean, just to be blunt.
Yeah. No substance.
Just not smart.
Just annoying.
They're just
annoying. No.
They glitter, but they're not gold.
That's I like that one. I like that.
Very true.
Yeah. Definitely. There's too many people like that around. You look great, but there is nothing else going on in there. The lights are on. No one's home.
You might as well just pack it up. It's the end. Go on.
Yeah.
Poor person. Now I feel bad for him. Now, do you have any examples of these people you can tell? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't have any names for those. But
well, hopefully they'll read my book, Live Your True Life, and they'll actually turn that light on in their house.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess the light is on, but there is no one home. Maybe they'll actually come back to their home. You like
good,
your
Ashley.
Home. You're not good enough for your home. Why aren't you good enough for your home?
Well, there's also those people that have the lights on. Someone's there, but there's no furniture in there. It's like, no furniture.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Where's the furniture? Where's the rug? Where's the refrigerator?
Yeah, they have nothing going on. Like, okay, you're there. You need to start putting your house together, man.
Maybe it's like a dorm. Like, you know, the people that still like they're in college, basically, that have like the dorm room look where they basically have the posters today from Spencer's on the wall or something.
Wow.
In a lava lamp.
That's awesome. And no vacuum cleaner because they've never vacuumed their own home.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not sexy. If you're dirty, that is not sexy.
You don't like BO?
No. You don't have to be the best looking person, but be clean. Especially if you're a woman. You have to be clean. Oh, keep yourself clean.
You know what? That is actually interesting because I actually did, I won't mention the name, did date someone a while back that was like, you'd go over to her house and it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, I don't know how to describe. It was just like horrible, repulsive. I mean, we're talking like, it looks like they haven't like cleaned the carpet in like 10 years. It's just terrible. And you're right, it's a complete turn on. I actually couldn't stay over there anytime because
yeah,
it was just.
You can't have anybody over.
I felt like a roach was going to like crawl up my
exactly.
leg or something. Just like.
You're sleeping over and something crawls in your ear. You have eggs in your brain.
Well, I don't know about that.
Earwigs. Earwigs.
But you're right, it was a complete turn off completely. So that is a really important point, Dorothy, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, cleanliness is a big deal. You're not having the BO is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Just personal hygiene, and I think that that means something because sometimes when people don't have personal hygiene, it makes me question what they're taking all their time to do.
They probably don't value themselves if they're not taking care of their cleaning. I mean,
yeah, probably not.
If you don't shower every day, okay, maybe, well, in our society, there should be no reason why you're not showering every day. Even the birds find time to get in that dirty water. And pedal around.
That's true.
If the birds can do it, you can do it.
Okay, so we're talking about the shower stuff. What do you think about then dreadlocks?
Dreadlocks?
That's a good question.
If they're clean, you know, some people have the dreadlocks where they're really
nasty.
Nasty. And it has an odor.
Well, isn't that kind of like how you make dreadlocks, though? I don't really know, but isn't it? I don't know.
I don't do the dreadlocks, okay. But I do know that they have places that have people that are specialized in dreadlocks. They will hook you up.
Ashley, are you thinking about getting dreadlocks or?
Not at this time.
Okay.
But, you know, you never know.
Support, you know, if you like it. You might look cool with it.
I'm kind of scared, though, because if you don't like it, I heard that you basically have to just
shave your head. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you have to
doing
start
the
Sinead over.
O'Connor thing.
In fact, I had a friend actually that just did that recently, where basically they just got kind of like too long and nasty, and so she had to shave her head completely.
Oh my!
Yeah,
that's why you need to go get somebody that knows how to do it to take care of it for you.
Is she bald, sexy?
She's still a very good-looking woman. I can say that actually. Yeah, she actually is.
Oh, that's really? Good.
Yeah, she actually is.
You know, because you always wonder, but when people don't go bald until they try it and they don't realize that they might have like a funky bump. Or like a misformed
head or something.
Like funky little disformation type thing. I mean, not that good. I'm making fun of that at all. I'm just saying that it happens, you know. And because of that, you don't know it, so you go bald. So that's a problem.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I'm not bald yet.
Well, nobody knows that unless they're in the studio. So we'll have to take
some
pictures.
I know, I'm just joking.
We'll have to take some pictures. You know, besides dealing with what's sexy and all that kind of stuff, I think that you go past to the next point and you say, okay, sexy is sexy, but what makes somebody real? What makes somebody a real person, a real man, a real woman?
They have to know themselves. First, they have to understand themselves. They have to want to learn themselves. They know that they, you know, have areas where they can work on and humbly seek help, whether it's spiritual help or they're asking for it in some sort of way. You know, just to build upon themselves. And also, you know, realizing that everything is not about them. Everything is not about them. Everything that you say and do affects everybody around you. And that's what makes a person real.
That is a good point because you're right. Because people just, and you kind of can't help it because you're yourself person. So you kind of tend to focus on everything and how it affects you.
Yeah.
So you really do have to kind of go outside that box and make sure you focus on how your actions affect other people because it's just so easy to just keep go along and be like trotting along saying, hey, I'm having a great time by myself, you know, or whatever, and not care about what you do and how you interact with the other people. And I mean, that includes anything from job or just, you know, even just friendships in general. I mean, you got to focus on, I mean, obviously you got to do what's important for you, but you got to actually know how the consequences of your actions to other people.
Yeah. And just all around honesty.
That's true.
You know, honest with yourself, honest with the person. You know, people I see try and keep up with the Joneses. You're not honest with yourself.
That's very true.
And therefore, you're going to surround yourself with people that you can't be honest with. And you'll always be thinking in the back of your mind, you know, I'm not this person. I can't keep up. And you'll just be struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's kind of like like you're saying. I mean, you say, oh, my next door neighbor's got a brand new Benz or something. And you don't realize that they're probably really can't afford the car. And they're probably paying some ridiculous exorbitant amount of money. And it's just a lease. But, you know. But you say, oh, you know, I wish I had that, or I should have, or I, you know, I don't look good because I've got this old, you know, POS car or whatever. And so, you know, I mean, but in reality, it's like it doesn't really matter. It's just a car. I mean, you know, it's what's really important
what really
in your
matters,
life.
Yeah. I mean, we're putting value on stuff that's so superficial. And I think, you know, social media plays a part in that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you get on the websites, you see these people taking pictures. Oh, I'm on the beach.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm drinking mimosas, I'm doing this and doing that. But when in actuality, you don't really know what's going on. You don't know what happened before the picture. Don't really know what happened after, you know, so you can't really.
Right, exactly.
You're not being true to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because you've just got like, or people like, I'd go back to the car example, because I know I would always see like people always would put like, I got my new car today. And just like, and it's just ridiculous. I mean.
Well, I think those people aren't true to themselves at all, you know. They're just showing off.
Yeah, because, I mean, basically, I mean, I would really just don't care about somebody's, or, you know, or I've seen people do it with their house, too, that just have these, be like, look at my giant house, or actually, I think we know somebody that used to have, like, they actually parked all their cars that they own and, like, lined them up and took a picture in front of their big old house and put it on Facebook.
No names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though. And I was just like, I saw it, and I was like, this is just like, this is not a good person. That was the first thing I was thinking. I'm like, yes, I'm so impressed that you made your money, and I'm sure you're a really smart guy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, come on. I mean, that's like some cheesy rap video or something that you would do. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure they're trying to show off their accomplishments.
Right,
but there's a way to show off your accomplishments without being too pushy and put yourself out there and, you know.
I agree.
Being too boastful. Your work is supposed to speak for itself.
And it is
You're not supposed to say anything about it.
And it is kind of a hard medium, though, because, you know, people are proud of their accomplishments.
Yeah.
And the person we're referring to actually, you know, basically built it from scratch and came from nothing. So, I mean, I understand that they should be proud of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just the way about you go about doing it.
Yeah.
Because it makes you just look like kind of like one of those fake kind of like, I don't know, sorry to say this, uptowny type person. You know what I'm saying? That we're, you know.
Don't want to be fake. That's not sexy. No.
Looks like we have a caller on line one. Caller, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you?
I'm good, Ashley. How are you doing?
Hey, is this Rance?
You know. Hey, how are you doing?
Rance is in the house. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm sorry I'm a little late to the party.
Oh, come on.
You can never be tardy to the
party. Yeah, I was about to say, better late than never, definitely.
Oh, sweet. I picked up on the last little bit of the commentary. So we're not dropping any names tonight?
No. Well,
not at this time, but.
Hopefully not. If it's not mine, it's okay, though.
But no, I just wanted to call and say hey and, you know, let everybody know that we finally posted our little interview up on our website.
Rock on.
We're trying to make Ashley a household brand.
Oh, absolutely. We got to do that for sure.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, so any of your listeners want to go to randomaccessdfw.com. Ashley was kind enough to give me a few minutes of her time, and I milked it for all it was worth. But I think we got a lot of insight out of you.
I hope so. I hope so.
Well,
hey, what's the website again?
Random Access DFW.com. Yeah, I mean, we cover any and everything locals that are doing big things, and actually I just see nothing but a bright light in front of you.
That is wonderful, and I really enjoy working with you, so hopefully we'll have some projects here in the future.
For sure. But like I said, I was a little late tonight, so what was the commentary or what was the subject for the night?
Well, we're actually talking about what makes a woman or a man real.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's a hard one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that that day and age where, yeah, we wear many masks.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
We were talking about Facebook masks just a second ago about how sometimes you have people with all their cars or...
Or their boats or their house or whatnot.
Showing off their vacations.
Exactly. Well, I can see the vacations a little bit because people get excited, but, you know, when the car thing is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, the car thing is just ridiculous, so at least I think.
I wouldn't even want my car on the Facebook.
Exactly. I wouldn't either. I don't want anyone to know.
People spot me.
Well, how do you even know it's really their car? Maybe they just kind of rented it for the picture.
Exactly. That's what I was going
to
say.
It's a good way to try to land some dates on Facebook.
Well, oh, is that how they're rolling these days?
Hey, while we're on that, you know, I also hate the photo fraud that sometimes people do on Facebook where they have a picture that's like from like 5 years ago when they used to be like really cool
attractive.
And hot and attractive.
Mm-hmm. People still do that?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. They all the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever caught anybody doing it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've actually kind of like met girls through friends of friends, and then I've actually, you know, saw the picture. I'm like, wow, this girl's like just beautiful. And then I'm, you know, not that's the only thing that's important, but I'm just saying, you know. And then I see her, and I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? I'm like, and she's like, oh, well, those were old pictures I've had, like, from 6 years ago or something. And I'm just like, 6 years is a long time. You know, definitely, you should update that picture.
No, you're like, wait a minute. That's not what I saw. That's false advertisement.
Exactly. Well, that's why I call it photo fraud. So.
Yeah, I like that.
You're like, did I say dinner? I thought I meant a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. On you, too.
Are we going to split the check?
Definitely.
That's hilarious. Rance, we appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Hey, well, wonderful. Well, everybody, that was Rance from randomaccessdfw.com. So check out that. He's a really neat guy, does some really great work, and features some really neat people. I guess that would make somebody a real person up in the house. Some people also said that real men, though, don't gossip, and real men give their word. So when they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it.
I agree with that.
Well, I don't think that should be held for just men, but...
Oh, well, women too, yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, sorry, I was one-sided on that one.
Yeah,
apologize.
Come on.
But I think men gossip. They talk about stuff just like women do.
That is true.
But if they're gossiping about someone to you, then you'll be like, why are you talking about this person all the time? Don't you have other things to do?
I think gossiping is only... Not gossiping, but if somebody asks straight up about somebody...
What's different?
And you know that they've messed over somebody, or particularly you, mm-hmm. I think it's more about you, mm-hmm. because you actually have first-hand account of not just hearsay.
Not hearsay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If somebody asks you genuinely, I'm mm-hmm. about to go into business with this somebody, I think it's right to tell them, because I would feel bad for not saying it if I had been financially or mentally, emotionally messed over by that person.
Yeah,
I would feel
that's
bad
important. That's important to say that. But if you're just saying, oh, well... You know, just stirring up the pot, starting up trouble. Oh, I saw so-and-so over here yesterday, and she told me this about you. And, you know, you...
Yeah, just starting crap, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just muckraking about somebody, basically, is what you're talking about, which is just, like, useless to me. But, yeah, you're right. If you're, like, you know, if it's something like, hey, should I marry this person, you know? Are they good? And they're like, well, you know, they've been, like, screwing around with everybody in the entire planet. I mean, yeah, you probably should tell that person. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You should use discretion.
But
if it's going to affect them in a negative way, then, you know, don't say it. There's no point. But if it's supposed to help them in some way, let them know. This person is a thief. This person, mm-hmm. you know, what comes after thief?
a murderer?
This person's a murderer.
That would be a little worse, I guess.
Oh, that's awful.
Just kidding.
That's something that somebody wants
to
know.
I apologize to anyone. Murderers, you're not funny. I'm sorry.
Apologize to the murderer. You just apologize to Uptown people before that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. I'm already going to be in trouble when I get out of here.
There's a mutant ninja turtle on the side. He's going to ninja school down in Lakewood.
The ninja school.
Yeah.
I love that.
Is that for kids or?
I don't know. I just saw it the other day. I mean, sorry, this is real random. I just was happening to go to get a gelato, and there's this place that was like had ninja classes that's right down in Lakewood. And I was actually on the phone with Ashley, and we were just trying to figure out if it was like for little kids or for, you know, we need to research this because I think it would be really cool.
I would want to be a ninja.
See, I know. I think it would be really cool.
We should get them to come on the air. And
that would be sexy.
Yeah.
If I was a ninja.
School would be cool.
No one would ever know. You know, I'm just walking down the street, somebody mugs me, give me your purse, snatch. No, I'm a ninja. Karate chop. Kick, punch, slap.
Oh, that was so great how you
Kabam,
said that.
Bam, boom.
Yeah. I know, it was totally like an old Batman TV series.
You can see like the little words where it says
bam,
boom.
Yeah, wow, you know.
You know, like it has like the little etching, like a little cloud around it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not going to be sweating either. I'm going to have my cute shoes on, my cute outfit. My hair's going to be looking right.
Like the
my
Wonder
lipstick
Woman
will
kind
still
of thing.
Be on.
5-inch heels.
Of course, 5-inch heels. Maybe that woman
like
downstairs. We
could,
all right, we won't talk about that. Okay, see, that's or sezzy, as I always say.
Ooh, it's too much information. Yeah. It's hilarious. Let's all go to ninja school. So hopefully
totally
they'll give us a
should.
Scholarship over there.
Since we talked about them enough, we should get something free
we
from them.
We should get a scholarship and we'll come back on the air next week and talk about ninja class. You can't kick me, though.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that to a
female.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be nice. That's not nice.
Yeah, I don't think that's very nice
no,
at all.
No, not at all. We do not advocate in doing that.
No, I don't advocate that either.
No, no.
I think that's kind of a serious issue. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, it actually really is.
But it's only if you purposely did it.
True.
You know.
But if you're a ninja, you wouldn't even know that I did
it. Wouldn't even know it. Yeah, I would be like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's
yeah.
right.
Out
it
of the middle
so
of nowhere.
Fast. Yeah.
It would be just sneaky.
I think there's like a dart just hit me in the neck. Oh my gosh, there's a poisonous dart. What the heck am I going to do?
I don't know.
Batman, help me.
Batman.
Well, you can call it a Batman at some point, I guess.
All right, I'm staying out of there. All right.
I think this is pretty fun. I like the way the show's rolling. Y'all like it? You think
Absolutely.
It's sexy?
Mm-mm. I think it is.
Absolutely.
And I hope people got some tips today. Clean it up. It's not sexy if you smell.
That's very true. Very, very true.
Get some character. Yeah. Learn how to be humble. Be charitable. Cut your coat according to your size. My mom says that all the time.
You always have to live your true life, you know?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Live your true
and
life.
And read Ashley Burgess's book.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
you know,
the easiest way to help.
Chapter 2 in her book talks about getting rid of these annoying people that we were talking about
Ooh.
That only call you whenever they're having troubles.
Excellent.
If you go in there, you know, the negative people that come in, they don't refocus, and they just go on and on and on about bad stuff, bad things. You know, they
Debbie
let
Downers,
all the good
yeah.
things pass them by.
They're just like the Debbie Downers, like from that character from Saturday
yeah.
Night Live.
Wah, wah.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
She talks about how to identify those energy suckers.
Absolutely.
It helped
definitely.
Me. So
awesome.
I would recommend it to other people.
Absolutely. It's a definitely great book. There's no question, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm just patting myself
it.
On the back.
There you
right
go.
Here.
Very good.
I had a great time, and I really appreciate Dorothy and Chris for being in the studio tonight.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
It's a wonderful time. I like this. I like this, like, whole banter.
Absolutely.
And, you know, y'all need to call in next week, and don't be nervous. There's a lot of people that have texted and emailed and everything else, and they're very nervous about calling in. Don't be nervous. You know, this is 570 KLAF. We're not syndicated, unfortunately, in every city in the country yet, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yet.
So just call. Yeah, yet. And so just call in and let us know what's going on, what's on your mind. Give us your perspective, because like Dorothy and like Chris said, if you are a true, real person, you have thoughts and theories and comments that are different from other people, and you should share them, because if you're a deep person, you probably would like to share them. Next Sunday, we'll be coming back with a new show, another live show just like this one from Victory Park. We hope you have a great rest of your Sunday evening and a wonderful week, and if you have any questions or comments, go on and email me or Facebook me on Live Your True Life or Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We wish you a wonderful night, and don't forget to live your true life.